You're listening to The Takeover on Life FM for your Wednesday night and joined in the studio by Kelly Kieselback, Kelly K naturopath, for one of these.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover. Brought to you by station sponsor, Kelly K naturopath. Book your free discovery call today to uncover better health and quality of life.
Yes, Kelly, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you.
So good to have you here. Tonight we are looking at a topic that is relevant for me at this point in time, but I'm sure for many of us anyway, all year round, and that is partying, because I'm having my 30th birthday this weekend.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. And, you know, we're looking at tonight the concept of, I guess, overindulging in those sometimes foods. So, you know, when you've got a party or an event on, it can be very easy to eat too much of something that you don't usually eat. And the same goes, I suppose, with alcohol and things.
Mm.
What are your tips for not overindulging or ways to actually just avoid that?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'd say probably one of the biggest things would be to plan. Like if you're someone who does tend to overindulge quite a bit, if you know that you're going somewhere, going to a party or something like that, decide beforehand, you know, what it is that you want to have, how much you want to have, and try and stick with those limits so you've got some idea before you attend somewhere.
Yep.
But I would also say it is important for us to be a little bit flexible as well, because we don't want to be too restrictive. Food is a huge part of our culture and our social interaction. It's really important for celebrations and things like that. So we want to be able to allow ourselves some freedom.
Yeah.
But also having the pre-planned, you know, what you're going to have, what's a reasonable amount for you.
Yeah.
Can be really helpful.
Because for my party, it's going to be cocktail food. And a lot of what you can choose from when it comes to cocktail food is, it's kind of the discretionary kind of sometimes foods, like fried foods or things that are, you know, high in processed carbohydrates and different things. So I know that they're not the healthiest options, but it's also kind of all that you kind of have to play with sometimes when you at most venues. So I think, you know, enjoying those foods but not going too far.
Yeah, I think so. And if you're the host of the party, you know, sometimes there are limitations if someone else is catering. But if you have the ability to balance that with some healthier options, that's a really nice way to go about it as well. Because there's some really delicious, fun foods that can also have some nutritional value for you as well. So that's a really important thing. And obviously, if you are having alcohol as well, making sure you're eating, making sure you're having a glass of water between drinks as well can be really important.
Yep.
So yeah, trying to use common sense and have some balance around those things is really important.
Okay. You say water in between alcoholic drinks. What about things like sugar-free drinks or soft drinks? Are they, obviously they're not as good as water?
Well, I mean, nothing's as good as water, so. But, you know, the sugar-free drinks, it's a kind of a double-edged sword. You know, you're not getting the sugars, but then a lot of those artificially sweetened drinks, they've got chemicals in them that we know long-term are not great for our health. But again, it depends on how often are you having these things. You know, is it a one-off? Is it
every day?
Is it, you know, are you just having these, you know, when you are at a party or when you're out with friends? And is that a better option to what you would have otherwise chosen? So I think sometimes they can be okay, but I would recommend not drinking them as a, you know, part of your daily sort of eating and drinking habits.
Some good tips there. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask you about the other side of it. So say you've been to a party or you've been out on the weekend and the next day you're feeling a little bit groggy, or you need a little bit of healing, I suppose, to help your gut and to help your overall health. I want to ask you what your recommendations are going forward after you've been overindulging. So, you know, if you've got a party coming up, but even just, you know, weddings and things like that, we tend to eat a lot and drink a lot. How can we actually recover, I suppose, in the following days? So we'll chat a little bit about that straight after this. You're on The Takeover for Wellness Wednesdays on Life FM. You don't